radio show, a third personality. Heather, why don't you introduce him to our audience, and we'll mix it up a bit with him.
We've got our Modern Nonlinear Theory Conference. It's also as part of our Montreal Multi-Conference, May 30th to June 1st. We've got our conference chair, Dr. Ahmed Harb, with us. He is from the University of Central Florida, where he's a visiting professor at the School of Electrical and Computer Engineering. And previously, he was an associate professor at the Electrical Engineering Department at the Jordan University of Science and Technology in Jordan. And along with bifurcation and chaos, his interests include power system planning and electric machines. So welcome to the program, Dr. Harb.
Thanks enough.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. We're so pleased to have you. Now, I gotta tell everybody, we want them to go over to the IOSTED website. The Modern Nonlinear Theory Conference is advertised on the right-hand side under some of the conference menus. You can click on that. You can find out all about it. Dr. Harb, tell us, what is this program about?
Yes. First of all, I would like to thank you, Scott, for this invitation, and Heather. And many thanks to all participants, and I will not forget the General Chair, Dr. Professor Hamzeh. Back to modern nonlinear theory, when I first thought about this conference, I just was chatting with Dr. Hamzeh about why, because I've been with IOSTED almost 10 years as associated editor for two journals for them. And I told her at that time why we are not putting something real. We call it modern nonlinear theory. Because in real life, actually, it is a nonlinear. And just to make easy life, they linearize and skip other very...
I tell you what I'm going to do. Dr. Harb, your line has deteriorated to the point where I don't think our audience can hear you. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to drop you off and get you right back on. Because I want to hear what you have to say about this nonlinear theory analysis, and we don't want to miss it. So we're going to drop that line, and while we do, we'll go back over to Dr. Vukovic. And I want to, with Dr. Vukovic and also with Dr. Wamkui, I want to talk a little bit about this tension between industry participation and academic participation. And when industry participates, they have to go through the same hoops in terms of presenting a paper. Isn't that true?
Yes, they have option to present a paper. They have option for a strong networking between the sessions. So it's something that the IOSTED conference is known.
Yeah, and I know that there are a number of organizations around that they place a premium on presenting thoughtful papers from their company. And that sort of keeps it from deteriorating into kind of a bidding war where they get to attend the conference just because they got a lot of money to throw at it, which is a good thing. Now, let me ask you, Heather, these conferences, all three of these conferences are in the same date. Are they going to be co-located?
Yes, they are. So part of the reason why we do that is if say attendees wish to listen in on a session or a keynote speaker of another conference, they're more than welcome to do that. It's all in the same venue.
Oh, wow. So I get to bounce around.
Yeah. So it's very easy to really go around and listen to everything that you'd like to.
Okay. Well, that's nice. I believe we have Dr. Harb back on the line. Do we not?
Yes.
Oh, much better. Much better. Okay, you are explaining what this modern nonlinear theory conference is about. Please continue.
Yes, I was talking about why we thinking about modern nonlinear theory nowadays. Because the real life actually is a nonlinear phenomena. In fact, it is well known that the real life is nonlinear. That's why to make everything easy, they used to linearize everything and skip other terms, which is very important. We call them nonlinear terms. And I'll give you some examples, real-life example happening in my background, which is electrical engineering in power system. The first example is going to be about voltage collapse phenomena, which is happening a lot in this country and Canada also. If you notice back 1960, this phenomena was complete shutdown for the New York state and other states besides this state. This phenomena, because of nonlinear dynamic, and they call it voltage collapse. What happens is when you increase the load, your demand, you don't have enough generator, or the voltage across any bus bar is going to be dropped out. And this is going to be collapse. We call it collapse. Another real-life phenomena, we call it subsynchronous resonance in 1970 and 1971. They call it SSR. It's happening at Mojave Power Plant in Tri-State, Arizona, Nevada, and California. At that time, the shaft between the generator and the turbine was cracked out because of nonlinearities in the system. And also we have some examples in communication system, something we call it phase lock loop. I guess Dr. Alex, he agreed with me. Nowadays, they have this model for first order model, second order model, third order model. And we dig in and we found this particular device, phase lock loop, is experiencing some chaotic behavior, which is something bad in such a system. But at the same time, we get use of it, and we use it for security purpose, and especially for Navy application.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to explore this a little bit more and understand this methodology a little bit better.
Okay.
And we'll also focus in on some of these tutorial sessions that are available. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. iOSTED Live, nothing else like it.